Text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Well, Dublin City Council is proposing a 36% increase in the toll for the East Link Bridge, among a number of revenue-gathering measures being put forward. The council has said funding for local government is inadequate and has proposed raising the toll on the bridge from 140 to 190 for a car. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Independent Councillor Manix Flynn, who joins me in studio, and by Green Party Councillor Patrick Costello, both of whom are members of Dublin City Council's Transport Committee. Good morning to you both. First of all, to you, Manix. What do you make of these proposed increases in charges for motorists using the East Link toll bridge?
Well, I think they're really wrong, Miriam. I mean, I've said this on record when the East Link bridge came back into the ownership of Dublin City Council, that the bridge was paid for 10 times over, that people had already paid for this bridge by the monies that they had given to it because a private company had built the bridge. And once the bridge was handed over, I believe there should have been no charge whatsoever because it was paid for. However, Dublin City Council saw a cash cow. Obviously, it needed the money and decided that it was going to run the bridge as a going concern. And now you have all these increases. I've had people on from Ringsend, from Irish Town, citizens that drive across the city, and they're just not able to sustain these particular charges. It's wrong. The point is that Dublin City Council doesn't have a proper budget. Central government should actually give us a proper budget. This is the engine room of the economy, Dublin City. There's no question about that whatsoever. And we're robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's outrageous what's going on here. And again, as I say, the idea that we do have a budget, we don't. We are going to debate the budget on Monday. And again, there's increases in rent. It looks like there'll be increases in commercial rates in order to prop up something really that actually is going nowhere because we don't have the budget to substantially increase what we need to do. In the meantime, we've got gridlock on our streets, you've got broken pavements, you've got a dilapidated housing stock. Half of our €1 billion goes on salaries. The other half is dispersed between all sorts of things. And as I say, it's just not stacking up and it's just not holding.
Patrick Costello, I mean, the bridge opened in 1984. The motorists must have paid for it several times over. It came into public ownership nearly 4 years ago. I mean, should the motorists be paying anything to use it, never mind facing an increase now to 190?
Well, I think this we really need to understand that the city is in dire straits at the minute. Like, we have 9 million that we have lost in terms of revenue from rates on Irish water, 9 million that we were told the government would replace, and now they're not. We have an increase in 11 million from insurance costs. We 4 million the HSE was for our Dublin Fire Brigade that they're not paying for us. And Manix is right there that the government don't give local government enough power or enough budget. And really this is, speaks to the enfeeblement of local government. And I think the other really important context on this is that earlier in the year we voted, or the council voted for a 12 million reduction through the local property tax cut. That 12 million would easily have meant that we didn't need to do any of these increases in charges if we had that extra revenue. So the effect of that cut in local property tax, which gives a tax cut to large homeowners and millionaires' mansions, is that people on the front line are going to have to pay more.
But why such a big increase, Patrick? I mean, 140 to 190. I mean, if you're using that bridge, for instance, every day, twice a week, that works out at €5 more a week. And over the course of a year, give or take a few weeks' holiday, an increase of €230 a year. That's a pretty hefty burden, Patrick, to be placing on people.
I think that there's, again, we need to look at the wider context of this. Where's the investment in local government? Where's the investment in public transport? You know, we can't, as local government, really make those tough choices to invest in these things because the power isn't there. So, again, Manix is right. This is about the enfeeblement of local government. And this is about a government that hasn't reformed or haven't funded.
But do you support, Patrick, just to be clear, do you support the 50 cent increase?
I think we need to make the I would support some increase to balance the budget, but I think that we are better off getting the money either through local property tax or from central government. And we've been left in this difficult position by those councillors who voted for a local property tax and by a central government that doesn't treat local government with any sort of respect or
Okay, Manix.
Well, look, you can talk about this all you like it, you can make all the excuses. These charges, as far as I'm concerned, are immoral, they're wrong, and I would question the legality of Dublin City Council being able to actually charge them. On the other hand, we are talking about a city where the city manager is quite willing to actually spend 20-odd million euros on a whitewater rafting experience on the Liffey, which is unnecessary. He's also willing to spend 80 million euros on the development of a library, a central library up in Parnell Quarter, which is unnecessary because we don't have a library crisis. In the meantime, we've people on our streets. We've people basically lying on the ground. We've got a massive, massive drug problem. We've a huge issue in relation to managing the city in general. Never mind just the traffic situation. And again, yes, central government haven't given us the kind of budgets. But as I say, you know, his own party, the Green Party, John Gormley was Minister for the Environment. And again, there was no attempt from him to give Dublin City Council the proper monies that needed. As I say, if this was a business, we'd be bankrupt a long time ago. And I believe that Dublin City Council, at the end of the day, is going to end up like this because we can't move. We can't actually pay for our service. So we're robbing Peter to pay Paul. And this is no way to do. I believe that the public that are out there are paying huge taxes on their cars, motor taxes, insurance. They're paying on their wages. There's taxes left, right and centre. And at the end of the day, what do we have to show for it? We don't have anything to
but
show
Alex,
for it.
But Alex, if you're trying to discourage motorists from, you know, clogging up the city, is it not a good idea as a disincentive to up the prices on the toll?
Listen, this is not about the banning mode. This is a money grab. This is not about the environment. This is not a congestion charge. This is not about saying to motors, could you please leave your car at home and walk into town? Now, during the 2020 UEFA Cup, Dublin City Council intends to get everybody walking for the matches, to go out to Lansdowne, etc, etc, etc. These initiatives have to take place. But, and people, don't forget, Miriam, most people out there are aware of the environmental issue, are aware of the pollutant issue, and would do these situations. But what you have to do in order to facilitate that is you have to rearrange the whole working hours.
But what's the difference between a congestion charge and higher parking or toll fees? Aren't they fundamentally, essentially the same?
Because in a congestion charge, you'd have to bring in new legislation in relation to that situation. In relation to this, this is an executive situation where the city council can do this by stealth. And it looks like, you know, as if it's normal, but it's not. This is no attempt to deal with congestion and traffic. This is just a simple way of actually grabbing
more money.
Can we
bring in Patrick? Patrick, it's a money grab and basically you're treating the motorist as a cat.
Look, there are. We need to change the way transport and traffic are run in Dublin City Council. We are reliant on a minister who is missing in action and who isn't there to address these issues. We need to address congestion, and a congestion charge is something that we should be looking at for Dublin. And in the meantime, all we can do is use the levers that are available to us as councillors. The City Council voted to cut property tax, something I voted against, but voted to cut property tax, tying one hand behind our back. So these are all the levers that we are left with. And the reality is that we need to start taking local government seriously in this country. And I don't see the central government doing that.
Most of the councils in Dublin City Council don't take it seriously. You saw the farce that happened last Monday in Dublin City Council where the whole place was actually taken over by a whole load of saboteurs. It was completely ridiculous. And on most times, as you know, Patrick, like, you know, it's long-winded and unnecessary and it doesn't get into action. It's important to remember to the public as well that in terms of the charges on that bridge, HGV vehicles, heavy goods vehicles and construction vehicles can actually get a rebate on the money that they pay across the bridge. So literally, as I say, I have no problem about dealing with the environment and congestion charges and getting motorists out of their cars and getting them walking. But you need proper transport, you need a proper city, you need a well-run city, but most importantly, you need a city that actually has a decent, good budget that comes from central government that's going to make the place a place that you actually can actually be safe in and want to be in. And also, again, I reiterate the point that Dublin City Council area is the engine room, is the economic engine room. And if central government and if all the parties aren't going to give that the kind of money, well, this has to become a major election issue in the next general election. Because if we don't have a city that's properly serviced, that's properly financed and properly budgeted, you're going to end up in the diabolical situation that RTE finds itself at the moment, where it could end up being literally sold from underneath their feet. And again, it's not being articulated, the kind of crisis that's happened here. And you have to ask yourself, what's actually happening here? This isn't happening by accident. This is happening by design. This is ministerial. Somebody is making a decision in government not to give Dublin City Council the money. Somebody's making a decision in government not to give RTE the money. And we, the people, have to stand up to this. And our job as public representatives, whatever party we're in, is to stand up for the citizens.
Okay, Patrick, I'll give you the final word. And just to say, we did look for...
There is a long, long history in this country of enfeebling and undermining local government. And I think, you know, if we want to improve transport and provide people alternatives to the toll bridge. We need to go. We need a stronger minister, and we need stronger powers at Dublin City Council. There are 63 separate agencies involved in traffic and transport decisions in this city. 63, and that is ridiculous. So I would agree with Manix that we need to make local government reform a strong, a general election issue. That we need to be reforming local government across the country to make our local cities, our cities, and our local authorities work better, so that we have other options that we can do apart from the levers that are in front of us. And again, if we had not cut local property tax, we would not be in this situation. So those councillors who voted to cut local property tax need to take some responsibility.
I mean, did Dublin City Council shoot itself in the foot then by lowering property tax?
We cut 12 million from our revenue budget. That's 12 million that easily could have prevented many of these increases that are being proposed at the minute. Right. Yes.
Yeah, but look, I mean, in terms of the local property tax, we take in something in the region of 80 million odd euros, and most of that gets dispensed, you know what I mean, to other councils who don't have that kind of money. So if we'd have raised the issue, that money would have simply been taken off of us and dispensed elsewhere. This is the main problem. You can talk all you like. The reality is the reality, and it needs a new articulation. And the citizens need to wake up to their representatives and demand that they give them the value for the money. You can tax the people up to the hilt, but when you do tax the people up to the hilt, what have you got out there in Dublin City? You've got gridlock, you've got chaos, you've got water shortage, you've got water poisoning, you've got a whole issue out there that's absolutely appalling. It's amateur land, and we need to get up and we need to confront these situations and build a city and make a city that's actually fit for purpose instead of this nonsense. And at the end of the day, the citizens are going to have the opportunity to demand that their minister finance Dublin City Council proper and right.
Manix Flynn, Patrick Costlow, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.